we're really excited about the game. Whilst we respect the opponents completely, we certainly don't fear them. Since I've been the manager of Merstham, you know, last year we went to Woking and beat Woking in the semi-final of the Surrey Senior Cup. We've beaten Sutton United. We took Whitehawk to the wire. We know they have good players. There's players there that I'm familiar with, and we'll be ready for them.
Some would say then you're sort of maybe some cup specialists, as you said, Surrey Senior Cup winners last year and beating Woking and other sort of cup upsets. So I suppose you're looking for another upset this Saturday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we know it's going to be a hugely difficult game, but football is football. And, you know, there's players in the Merstham dressing room that are more than capable of playing National South football. They're more than capable of taking anyone on their day. And hopefully, if everybody plays well, then we'll have a chance of progressing into the first round proper.
How important is it for this, you know, for a club at this level to get to the first round proper?
Well, I think the final for us is Saturday, to be honest. Winning the next game, the first round proper, is the prize, almost. The prize of winning on Saturday will be potentially a game that everybody will remember against league opponents. I've said to the players, it's a chance to make your families proud, to take away a game that you'll never forget. The potential is there. It's 90 minutes away. It's going to be a big 90 minutes. We know that they're going to be a very good side, as I've said once or twice already. But I have a lot of confidence in the players, in the team, and I think that Ipswich will have to be at their best to come here and win.
How's it changed here, you know, for Merstham, obviously, since winning the Surrey Senior Cup last year, and you mentioned those successes, you know, against higher opposition. How's that been, you know, the atmosphere around here?
I think since I've been here that the club is completely different to the one that I inherited. I come here, I saw a real potential in the club. I saw a real drive with the directors in the football club wanted to take the project on. The truth is that Merstham was probably a small village club in the bottom half of the Ryman South, bottom third of the Ryman South. I don't mean that to be condescending, because I think they should be proud of their history. But Merstham are now a very well-respected Ryman Premier Division football club, and albeit the league position doesn't quite represent how good they are, I've absolutely no doubt that come the end of this season, Merstham will be in the mix fighting for promotion. Last season, in answer to your question, was the first year in the Ryman Premier. I think every other team that come up went down, or certainly was in the bottom five. We finished 10th. We won the Surrey Senior Cup. So every year we've managed to raise the profile of the club. And hopefully this year we'll do that again with competitions like the FA Cup.
Yeah, how good is it? You know, obviously you're getting more attention to the club. So that must be good whilst, you know, obviously from outside the football, you know, amongst Merstham itself, but also maybe if you're attracting players coming into the club.
As I say, the profile of the club's completely changed. I think the club, in my experience as a football manager, the most important thing is to give the club an identity. And players come to Merstham, certainly not for the money. You can see we're sitting here now, it's not a big football club. But they make a choice. They make a choice they can go and get more money elsewhere and play bog-standard non-league football, or they can come into my environment and play in a style of football that isn't familiar of non-league football. It's unusual. I believe the higher you go in football, when you go into the football league, it becomes proper football. When you play non-league football, it's a little bit frenetic. It's all about the second balls. It's playing in certain areas. We don't do that. Because we don't do that, we've got a strong identity which does attract good players to the club who want to play in a truly footballing side with footballing ethics rather than a non-league team where the ball's kicked over their head for 90 minutes. I believe in playing the right way. I don't like non-league football in the way that it's played. I like to really work the ball, have players understand a pattern of play, make sure that there's a big tactical organisation on the pitch. But importantly, what would be my philosophy? My philosophy would be to give my players a structure to play where they play without fear and they can really express themselves with the football.